Hey, what's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. Brandon Lynette, it's Friday. Or is it Thursday? Fuck. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Thursday, bitch. So, you made it through hump day. I bartended today and I had two people come into my bar. Isn't that fucked? It was a really long night. Kind of. I mean, I cleaned out my purse. I did some shit like that. But knowing there's like a million other things I could be, would be, want to be doing, as a matter of fact, stay tuned because I'm going to start writing emails again. So make sure you're subscribed at brandonlynette.com. I will I'm going to start writing some love letters to you bitches. I miss writing and I'm ready to get back at it now that I have, we're going for this no alcohol November. Woo woo. I thought I'd be pretty triggered tonight. Just because for the past 3 months, like when I come in to record, I take a big shot of whiskey. And so I'm not doing that, bitch. Last night when I came in here, Benjamin went to bed, so I was gonna come in and record some shit. And I actually like was triggered. I was like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. So I went back to the couch to my comfy place. But I can definitely already feel my body getting back stronger. I'm eating so fucking good. You guys, I made this fucking meal prep. I take tuna steaks and cut them up with red onion and cucumber, and I put a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of teriyaki, and some sriracha aioli. Fucking to die for. I've been eating that all week, and I feel like I'm just gonna eat that till I'm so fucking sick of it because it is so good and it's so good for me. People are like, are you gonna cook that? Fuck no. Who cooks tuna steaks? Are you kidding me? That'd be fucking nasty and a waste of fucking money. Like that shit is not cheap. But I'm obsessed. I'm feeling so good. My magic is coming back. I'm talking to my friend Kay tonight at work. She's my coworker tonight, my little rock star. And she's just like, I've known her for a long time. She's just grown into this amazing human. Like I just admire her so much. But we're talking about alcohol and drinking, and she's like, I stopped doing it because I didn't like not feeling good. And I'm going to tell you guys something, like me drinking, I don't feel bad. I don't get hangovers. I don't get the things. That's how I kept the schedule for the past 3 months that I kept because I don't feel bad. But it's not good for me and it takes my magic. I don't know any other way to explain it other than it just takes my fucking magic. And I'm getting it back. I feel it. I feel fucking powerful as fuck today. I feel, I'm definitely on the frequency I want to be on, definitely vibrating higher. And I guess that's it. It's the vibration, like the frequency that I'm on, the energy that I'm on, and the planet. When I'm drinking excessively, I'm not there. I'm vibrating at a very low frequency. And then I feel like I have to try twice as hard to feel, the magic, the spark, the joy, right? But my immune system, it definitely needed a nice break. So yeah, there I am. We're gonna do a sober Thanksgiving. Good thing we don't have to be around family. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But listen, bitch, today's topic, this is a problem. This is a problem because how many times are you just like fucking around? You're like, I'm so stupid. Like you just call yourself stupid. You're like, what an idiot. All this self-talk is fucking destroying you because this is the truth. We're gonna talk about wise shit, bitches. I'm gonna give you some tips on recognizing your wisdom and enhancing your wisdom and exploring it, okay? But the thing is, like, you have to trust yourself. You have to meet the universe halfway. I mean, you know how the fuck to grow, even with like not knowing that you know how. You know what I'm saying? Like, trees grow and they don't know. It's just happening. It's happening because that's how God programmed the world to just fucking happen. Everything just happens. So I just want you to know that you are growing. I don't want you to doubt it because you're not seeing all the results and all the magic right now. I don't want you to question the path you're on because so much is happening. Like when you plant a fucking seed, bitch, you don't get to watch what's going on underneath. You don't get to see what's under the ground. And that's where all the magic is happening for the seed to be able to sprout into anything. So right now you're planted. And I know sometimes it feels dark. It feels like nothing's going to happen. But we know better than that. You can look at any fucking forest and see the majestic energy in that forest of seeds that didn't think that they were going to happen. You know what I mean? You guys have to trust that your tree is going to come above ground when the time is right. You're being, this is lean into trusting yourself. You know how the fuck to grow. Stop overthinking it because that's not helping you. I hope you guys can't hear this. My daughter is texting the fuck out of me and I don't have the ringer off on my computer. So let's just hope that's not in there because it's a big fat ding, ding, ding. So it's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. But you have to stop overthinking. Stop worrying so much. You're fucking doing a great job, bitch. When you trust yourself and you relax, you get to heed your own wisdom. And this is where you're going to see all that clarity and, insight. Like you're going to, the picture gets clear when you just relax. I've got to figure out how to mute my computer. I sure the fuck hope you guys can't hear that because it's a lot. And this is the thing, bitch. Like sometimes we fuck up and we judge something that's unpleasant as either negative or a mistake, right? That's what we do. Something doesn't feel good and we're like, oh my God, this is a mistake. We're doing it wrong. Or, this is so bad. It's so bad. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. It's just part of you being hungry for more experiences. That's it. Don't shame yourself for it. We go through the things. Just have the lessons and just let it be. Like, bitch, think about the stumbling blocks on your path to success and growth and change. That's fucking fertilizer. We all need shit in our lives to grow. Okay? We all need shit in our lives to grow, bitch. So just think of like these uncomfortable situations, the things that don't always feel good. The mistakes, like this is growth. It's growth. You need fucking fertilizer to flourish, okay? And the better the fertilizer, bitch, the better the garden. That's a fact. We know that. At least I'm hoping so, bitch. I'm gonna get some prime quality shit for my mushrooms. I'm just gonna make that clear. My shiitake mushrooms are gonna know what it's like to be in the prime shit to grow. So I just want you to stop resisting points of instability. You'd have we're human beings. Okay, be. Just be. Sometimes you just have to be. Stop trying to read in or push things or force things. Like fucking have a great time. That is your job to feel good, to come out in this world and just like, bitch, I feel good. I feel so fucking good today. And bitch, I'm telling you, like, can you feel my? I know you can feel it. I know you can feel me because I am feeling good. I'm like, hot damn, I feel good. It felt good to go to work tonight. It felt good to get out of the house. It felt good to have a few adult conversations. Like, it felt fucking good. That's our job. That's our job. Just to have fun. So, I want you to see that you are growing. Let's get into some of the tips and tricks I have for you just channeling your inner wisdom. And this, I mean, when I'm telling you to stop this bullshit small talk, like you hurt yourself every time you are saying something negative. That's the truth. Your brain doesn't know if you're just messing around or it's a joke. I really try to catch myself even joking. Like I stop saying things like, I'm a hot mess and all the things I try to catch myself. I've been saying it for so long. It's like I don't even think about it. But when I can catch myself, I become very aware of the words I'm saying to myself. My husband kind of like grossed me out today. Like I am like mad right now. Not mad, just like, okay. Because he texted me today and he was like, ugh. And I'm like, what happened? And he's had a beard for a hot minute, which is fucking hot, you guys. Like, I'm obsessed with his beard. There is something about it's just like masculine. And I just want him to, do things to me every fucking day with that beard. But I know the truth. When he shaves and he gets it all cleaned up, he feels better. For some reason, that beard for him is just like, it just changes his energy of like being lax and kind of lazy. It's just weird. He doesn't take it as like a masculine, energetic force. It just, I don't know. His energy just shifts when he's clean shaven. Okay. So I told him the other day, like, go shave because, you know, we've been sick and we're just starting to feel better. We're finding our footing, all the things, knowing some of our habits needed to change. So that's a weird, we're navigating some weird territory. Okay. So he shaves today and he shaved like his whole face. Not, he still has like the goatee and stuff, but he texts me and he's like, I'm an ugly dude. Like that's what he said. And like that makes me sad. It makes me sad in a lot of ways because it doesn't matter if I tell him that I think he's hot. It doesn't matter if the world tells him that he's fucking hot. Like, if he doesn't believe it, that's it. I can't convince him otherwise, you know? And he, you know, he thinks his jawline, I don't know. He was just like, I'm like, what does that say about me? Like, I just like ugly dudes, or what's the deal? Like, it just made me feel some kind of way. You cannot say this shit about yourself. You just can't. You can't say it to yourself. And you kind of have to trust when other people are telling you things. There's no one in the world that has told my husband that he's ugly. He's just not ugly. He's not ugly. But when he said that today, it was just like, ugh. Ugh. It just made me feel, ugh. Like, man, I want to be married to a hot guy. So when's that guy going to show up? Right? And that's what I want to tell him. Like, just come on, man. I'm not married to some ugly frump. Like, I'm just not. He is super hot. He's super hot. Even if no one else in the world thought so, like, I think he's dreamy. So I know he's got this thing about his jawline, and we're our own worst critic because it's not, he just, it's in his head, right? And that's the same thing of you cutting yourself down, you saying that shit to yourself. Stop. Stop. Stop focusing on that thing that you want to change about yourself. I'm literally getting my nails done the other day, and my two favorite women ever in the salon, okay, Yen and Teresa, I love them. They're fucking beautiful. I'm talking like just drop dead gorgeous. And Teresa's sitting here talking about, oh, I just left the, she's talking about all the things she does to her skin. And she just went to the fucking, what do you call that? The surgeon guy, fucking plastic surgeon. And before she even said anything, I'm like, I hope he told you to go the fuck home. And she said he did. He was like, get the hell out of my office. Like, come back in 20 years. She is chasing some idea of perfection, and she's got this warped idea, body dysmorphia. Let's call it that. You start focusing on this ugly part of your body, and it just overtakes your mind, and then you just start feeling that, and that's all you're gonna see every time you look in the mirror. So I'm telling you, I'm gonna say right now, because I promise I could find things that I hate about my body, a million things, bitch. I've had 60 sections, trust me. Nobody likes to lift up their stomach to clean it in the shower, okay? Nobody. And I can focus on that and hate it, or I can embrace the gift that it is, right? Like, bitch, I had six babies. I had six major surgeries. All of us are healthy, beautiful, like fucking, I'm obsessed. My body did a fucking thing and I love it. So I start focusing on the things I love. Like, bitch, look at your boobs. My God, your neckline is amazing. Like, I just start telling myself the things that I love. You've got to find the things you love, even if you know there's things you can work on. That's not what you focus on. You focus on where you're at. And I don't care if it's like, bitch, my nails look good today. My nails look so good. Or your eyebrows, or your hair, or your skin. Something. Find something you love. You've got to stop this trash talk, okay? You have to stop it. But I was going somewhere with this, you guys. I got fucking distracted. I got distracted. It's fine. Everything's fine because this is a manic ass podcast because Brandon Lynette is like ADD, ADHD, I don't know what else. Anything that is in the alphabet. I'm A through Z, okay? A through Z, and thank you for your patience because you bitches are always here. Listen, bitch podcast, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Make sure you are sharing this with your friends. I don't know what the fuck happened in the Facebook group, but I I'm doing a giveaway at 200 people, and I'll be damned if that thing doesn't show me 156 people. I thought there was like 190 something the other day. So I don't, Facebook like took people out of my group, or that many people left, and I'm not sure why. Because it's a great fucking group. We post journal ideas every day. I just put up a post right now. It's fucking Christmas, bitch. Like, let's support each other. So if you own a small business, get into my Listen Bitch group. There is a post there where I want you to share something, take a picture of something you sell, and I want you to share your link there. Like, why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Stocking stuffers, whatever the fuck. We all sell a lot of shit. So why not support each other rather than fucking Amazon, okay? Amazon made its money this year. So let's help my ladies out. And fellas, I mean, there's guys in the group too. Sell your shit, bitch. I don't give a fuck. But this was my point. Calling yourself stupid, saying you're an idiot, saying you're dumb, that shit wears on you. And then you start to believe it and you can't see past that. So I want you to stop because I want to give you, I'm going to give you some strategies to develop wisdom from your experiences. And that's what this is. Whether you think you're wise or not, you can grow in wisdom. That's the truth. Each day, we have the ability to know at least a little more than we did yesterday. Challenge your brain and learn something new every day. Make that a point. Whether it's like a new word in the dictionary or, Google some fun facts on animals. My girls are most of their school is online. And so I listen to their little videos. We watch stuff, and there's like some shit I've never heard of, like fun, crazy facts. And I'm like, damn, I'm learning something new. Learning something new with a fucking preschooler and a third grader, go figure. But our ability to understand the world and how the universe works, this can grow too. But we have to make wisdom a priority for a few minutes a day, right? So let's talk about some strategies, okay? Examine your experiences. Like, bitch, we've been alive for 40 plus years, okay? But how much have you learned? Like, I want you to go back to your childhood and examine your fucking life. What have you learned from the time you were a young child until now? What have you learned? Would you like to learn more? All the things. Think about all the things that you've learned and you've done, those experiences. And maybe you don't do them now. Maybe you weren't good at it. Maybe you learned it and that was it. Like, bitch, I played the flute. I played the piccolo. I started to learn the piano. I fucking did ceramics and pottery. Painting, I did art classes, I did calligraphy, I took a college calligraphy class. It was so fucking fun. I did that when I was like a kid. I don't even remember why I did it, but I mean, there's so much shit that I learned and loved and had fun with. A cake decorating class, I started in 4-H. I did that in 4-H, bitch. Had some bunnies too. Go figure, the world has come full circle. Now it's like 4-H in my house all the time. But I want you to think about what were your greatest mistakes? When you were learning, what were your greatest failures? Think about successful and unsuccessful people that you've known. What can you learn from them? You learn a lot from people that are out there having the experience. You really do. You really do. And think about that person that, isn't successful. Maybe they tried a business and it failed. So now they talk shit about everybody else's business, talking about no one can make it because they didn't make it. Learn from that, bitch. Learn from it. This is what we have to do if we really want to become smarter and grow wise and just lean into our journey. We have to create more experiences. The more you live, the more you're going to learn. Get out of the house, get out of your fucking comfort zone, and live your life to the fullest. This is how you gain wisdom quickly. Throw yourself to the fire. A complete life gives the opportunity to develop well-rounded wisdom. And if you talk up to people that are traveled, like elderly people, I used to work in a nursing home, and just hearing these stories, I knew who never left their house. It's so obvious, the people that never branched out. And it's fucking sad because you know what happens? You die with regret. All of your ideas, dreams, hopes get buried in the fucking ground and they're gone. They're just gone. Don't take that for granted that you have an opportunity right now to have those experiences, to live a full life. Another thing that's very important if you want to get smart, bitch, is read. There have been so many wise people before you. Much wisdom is contained in the books. Read the fucking books. Learning the advice and perspective of history's great thinkers can be applied to your own experience. You get to build your knowledge from a base of expert opinions. I am, this is what I'm excited for tonight, bitch. I'm excited to read. I'm excited to read before bed. Like, that's a thing. I get excited to like dive into these pages and think, man, what's next? I am obsessed with fucking Joe Dispenza's books. I highly recommend them. And they're read a million times because every time I read it, I see something different. I hear something different because I'm expanding my knowledge. He speaks about scientific shit that it was like foreign language to me, and I'm starting to understand it. I'm getting smarter. And bitch, another thing that's really important if you want to get smart is fucking question the status quo. Question fucking everything. Keep in mind that it's not contained. Wisdom is not contained within those things that are regional or cultural. If something isn't universal, it's probably not true wisdom. Question everything. Like, religion varies from region to region, okay? Political views vary, all of that, okay? A particular culture isn't wiser than another. Well, I guess maybe they can be, right? Because I'm still at the point of like Amish people have it going on. I feel like they're a little bit smarter than all of us because they haven't fallen into the fucking social media bullshit. But you're not likely to find wisdom from those things, okay? That's the truth. Like, you're just not going to find it. Another thing that I think, this is not going to shock you, especially coming from me, spend time in nature. Get away from your normal environment. This is a great way to refresh your perspective, just to fucking shift your brain. One of the best ways to do this is to spend time alone out there. Go hiking. Go out for a walk. Go sit at the lake. Go do the things. Just get out in nature. You're going to find a lot out about yourself. Have the freedom to do the thinking and be free from your routine. Bitch, microdose mushrooms. Do it. Just fucking do it. Take a little microdose and go sit your happy ass on the beach and just fucking let yourself think. Take a little piece of paper and a pen and go ham. Another little tip, make a list of 10 things you would tell a child. What 10 pieces of advice would you give to a child about life? I can't tell you they're going to be very receptive because I've been telling my kids their whole life and they just roll their eyes. But it still makes me feel good to know I at least said it. What are your top 10 greatest tips for successful and happy living? Yours. I want you to write them down now. So get out your piece of paper, pull your card over, put it in your iPhone notes. What are your top 10 greatest tips for successful and happy living? Review and update this list regularly. Be willing to let go of your misconceptions. So many of us are open to the idea of adding to our understanding and knowledge. Few of us are really willing to seriously contemplate that some of our long-held beliefs are simply fucking wrong. The things you're certain of that aren't true are contrary to wisdom. So I want you to be open to other ideas and possibilities. And that means, yes, everything you've ever believed, I want to shake that in you. That has happened to me. It has happened to me quite a bit. My husband has really brought out a lot of growth in me because there were so many conversations we had that made me uncomfortable because I thought my beliefs had to line up like this, this, and this, and it looked like X, Y, and Z, and like just the expansion I've had from those conversations. Another reason he's not ugly, bitch. The man can hold a conversation of magical proportions. Like, he's just dreamy to talk to. So you have to realize that what you think and believe and have been taught may not be the real fucking deal. And look at the generations before you. What has been the history of your family to be able to say that they really tapped into their greatest knowledge, that they were open to the world and to this higher consciousness, and that they were able to let go of some of the beliefs? Or ask yourself, bitch, ask yourself, why do you believe what you believe? Why? Why? Because someone told you? Because that's how you were raised? Because those two things are very invalid answers. I want you to seek the truth on your own. You've lived, you've suffered, you've failed, you've conquered. You get to use these experiences now to your advantage and develop wisdom from them. Okay? Wise shit bitches, I want you to try harder to get smarter and stop talking shit to yourself. All right? Positive self-talk, motherfucker. Positive self-talk. You know what I think I'm gonna do? Because I told you bitches that I would do some affirmations. They get bounced on my emails too. Like I was looking at my algorithms on emails and bitches want affirmations. That's what I don't understand. Bitches want affirmations, but they don't want to read them and they're not listening to them on a podcast. So you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I need to make them into TikToks, okay? Just TikToks, like quick 60-second just fucking affirmations that I could do, you know, every day. I don't know how that's gonna work. We'll see what the response is. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what the response is, but I flirted back with fucking TikTok. I did it. I made one tonight. I made one. It's been so long. It has been so fucking long. But I'm like, what can I do that I'm just not fucking doing because I'm just not fucking doing it? And that's one of them. How best can I market myself and get this bitch out there? It's gonna be me. You guys, if you are not promoting yourself, no one's gonna do it for you. You understand that, right? Like, if you're not out there sharing your business or having conversations with people or expanding your audience, what the fuck are you doing? You got to network. You got to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there. Share your shit everywhere. Everywhere, bitch. I'm still in Facebook jail, or I would have done a live about this today because it drives me fucking crazy to see you guys sitting on so much bank, on so much fucking everything. You're just sitting on it because you're not sharing your shit. You're not putting yourself out there. You're not expanding your fucking audience, like all of this stuff. Bitch, you guys need to get into my social media mastery class. You really fucking do. I think I need to throw out another one. And don't freak out. It's only like $300. $300, and it's going to be, you know, what is it? Like six. I don't remember how many lives it is, how many things. But I have a whole group. You have fucking homework. I don't know. It's amazing. But you guys have to put yourselves out there. So that's what a bitch is doing. We'll see how it goes. So wish me luck, motherfuckers. I love you. Happy Thursday or Friday or whatever the fuck day this is. And I'll see you whenever I'm supposed to record next. Bye.